This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And live from Salem, checking in with State Senator David Brock Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, here we are on a Friday, and I know it's April. It's full steam ahead in the legislature. Talk about the big things that have been going on this week.
Well, we're halfway through this legislative process for this long session. I'm actually in Roseburg this morning getting ready to meet with the Douglas County School Superintendents here at 9 o'clock over at ESD. Really, I want to hear their concerns and the lay of the land. I know I've been contacted by a number of school board members, especially from our rural communities, about President Wagner's Senate Bill 1045, which really would strip the ability of school boards to have autonomy, if you will, within certain criteria on their, you know, education and academic layout with regards to their students. That's a serious issue. The bill is still in the legislature and still has legs on the 4th. Anyway, they was the drop dead date for bills. So we call it the chamber deadline. So any bills that had not passed out of their committee, except for committees that are still alive, such as rules, revenue and finance, transportation, those bills are essentially dead. Of course, when it comes to the majority party, they have the ability to resurrect anything. So we often say that nothing's dead until sine die, which is the last day of session. But there's still some pretty bad bills moving when it comes to, you know, personal rights, property rights, such as House Bill 2005, which is a gun bill that goes after, doesn't allow purchase of firearms except for hunting firearms until you're 21, would allow local jurisdictions to ban firearms within their buildings and their property, which is concerning with our concealed handgun holders, because it's going to create a patchwork of properties throughout the state that, you know, folks that want to exercise their Second Amendment and went through the process to get their CHL are not going to know until they walk up to a property and the signage on the doors that they have to then go return their firearm to their vehicle or what have you. And then, of course, lots of emails on Senate Bill 348, which is Measure 114, coming back, but it is far more harmful and doesn't allow for any challenge except for Marion County courts, which is ridiculous. So there are some positives. There was cap and trade, basically 3.0. If you may remember, I was the lead Republican in pushing back and helping stop cap and trade. We were successful in basically doing that again. Hasn't really hit the news, but we were able to effectively neuter, if you will, that bill into pretty much aspirational goals. So that's a win, which is a good thing.
Now, I want to mention as well, it's a couple weeks down the road, but the Ways and Means public hearing, just a few happening in Oregon, and sounds like you worked on having this one be here in Roseburg.
Indeed. Thank you, Kyle. Yes, there's only, I believe, four around the state, and one is coming to Roseburg the evening of Friday the 21st at Umpqua Community College. It's critical that we have our residents there, not just in Roseburg, but throughout the region, so that we can let the Ways and Means Committee know what our budget priorities are moving forward. So for those that don't know, the Joint Committee on Ways and Means, of course, is the committee that deals with the purse strings for the state of Oregon and all the resources that come in from your tax dollars and federal dollars and so forth. And so it is the opportunity for you to have your voice heard in front of them to, you know, let them know what your budget priorities are and where you would like to see those resources going, if it's for public safety, our schools, and so forth. So I will tell you that one of my biggest budget priorities with regards to bonding capital is $35 million for the Roseburg Veterans Home. It is time, well, it's past time that we move forward, but that would be a huge economic development driver for Roseburg and the surrounding area, not to mention the need to take care of our veterans, which is so critically important.
And how do you see that potentially progressing this year?
Well, so I had a piece of legislation and unanimously made it out of the Senate Veterans Committee last week. And so I'm hopeful, very hopeful, that we'll be able to secure that funding. But if anybody's out there listening and believes in the same, then I hope they sign up to testify as well and let the Ways and Means Committee know that it's a priority not just for me, but for our Roseburg residents to utilize some bonding capital that we have in the state to focus on that project.
And obviously this has been talked about for a long time. Originally, the timeline was much different. Another facility kind of got ahead there, and a lot of people have been wondering if this is actually ever going to come to fruition.
It's true. Representative Hannah and Representative Freeman, now Commissioner Freeman, advocated for this, was able to secure the a little over $10 million back in 2011. Unfortunately, there was a veterans home that moved forward in Lebanon, but the need is great. The Oregon veterans understand that the need is great, and this home here would be able to utilize and help all of the veterans in you know, Southwest Oregon. So we actually need five. We're beyond time to build the third. And it is in statute that Roseburg will have the third, and it's time to move that forward.
Got about a minute left. As a lawmaker, a number of things take place during the legislative sessions, and somebody mentioned to me that you had made some kind of statement regarding Roseburg basketball recently, and I wasn't quite sure what that might have involved. I wanted to ask you about that.
Oh, my goodness. I had the privilege to join Coach Humphreys and just, you know, parents and community leaders at their Roseburg boys basketball fundraiser at UCC last weekend, and just the overall fantastic support for the youth in that fundraiser was great. This Coach Humphreys is a fantastic asset, of course, to those youth and what they do, and the community showed up. So it was just a pleasure, and I gave them courtesies on the Senate floor the following Monday, I was proud to do it. It's just a fantastic program. You know, I mean, he really cares for his youth, like all coaches do, but on and off the court. And so congratulations to him. Congratulations to the fundraiser, and look forward to a fantastic season next year.
All right, very good. Out of time for now. State Senator David Brock-Smith will check in again next week. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:40 at the morning report.